Hello, everybody, and welcome back to On a Side Note. I'm Haley.
And I'm Amy. And I was about to say, this is the Amy and Haley podcast, which is still the Amy and Haley podcast. But anyways, we are back with a book review. And today, we are reviewing In 5 Years by Rebecca Serle. And I would like to note that this is a Good Morning America book club pick.
And so we actually, I don't know if you guys remember, but back in like February, they had this
blind date with a book.
And so we picked up a couple books, and this is one of the ones that we got. I don't know if we reviewed, oh no, we haven't reviewed Counterfeit yet. Mm-hmm. That was the other one. So this one and that one, finally got around to reading it.
So this book is about this woman who's all about planning and organization, and she knows what she wants in life. And to her, her life seems perfect at the moment. But then one day, she gets a flash forward to, she gets taken to 5 years into the future. And it's completely not what she expects it to be like. And then after that flash forward, she is taken back into the present day. And now she has to live her life knowing about the future. And so in the future, she is with a different man and has a different ring on her finger than her current situation, which is really wild to her for someone who is so focused on like planning her life, enjoys her life at the moment. And so this is her story of like how she gets to where she is 5 years into the future and her journey. That's my take.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty good. Okay. Are you ready to do your rating?
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Two stars. So I said 2 stars and Haley said 3 stars. I read this book before Haley and I had a lot of thoughts, but I want to ask you what you thought of the book overall as a 3-star book.
Okay, so first of all, it was not what I thought it would be like.
At all?
I read, like, the first 2 chapters and then put it down, and then I read the rest a little while later. Mm-hmm. And so, like, based off reading the first 2 chapters, it didn't go where I thought it would go. Mm-hmm. And it's a little bit more of, like, a heart-tugging book, I thought, than something that was kind of, like, superficial, I guess. Mm-hmm. That one book that we read about that girl and her dad.
Uh-huh.
And, like, she goes into the past, right?
Yeah, like, something about, like, in time or something.
Yeah. This time tomorrow?
This time tomorrow, yeah.
And so, I, like, that one was about her kind of, like, getting to live moments with her dad. So then I thought that this one was gonna be about, like, her, like, I didn't know it was just, it was literally, like, an hour in the future. And that was it. And then she kind of, like, spiraled when she came back of, like, oh my god, like, what's gonna happen? And then she forgets about it. And then it takes you like 5 years into the future immediately. Like, you don't, she doesn't live her life in the past. It just immediately takes you very close back to where she like transported in the future. Which I was like, oh, okay, we're not.
It's just like, as it, like a vision. Like, that was it. Like a quick, like, boom.
Yeah.
Bloop.
But then she came back.
Yeah, she came back.
Like, most of the book is in, like, 6 months from that date of when.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, okay, to make it more clear about what I'm saying, is that the beginning scene takes place in 2020, and then she goes 5 years into the future to 2025, and then for an hour, and then she goes back to 2020, and then the next chapter
is a time skip.
Yeah, it's literally, like, back to 6 months before 2025.
June.
Yeah, 2025. So, like, most of the book takes place very close to that future moment. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, okay. So you kind of have all of that happening in the beginning. And I was like, okay, now I'm confused about where we're going with this.
So you didn't predict anything. It was just like, you, because I was thinking about you. I'm like, oh, do you know? As I was reading this, I'm like, I wonder if Haley knows where this is going. Because I don't know where this is going.
I was just
flowing.
I did know that, you know, before that whole name thing, mm-hmm. I knew that that guy was probably the guy she saw in the future until yeah. we, like, figured it out. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I was like, what is happening? But after I did finish it,
you liked it?
I felt not horrible. So, like, after I finished it, I was thinking, oh, it makes sense that she didn't like it. Like, after I finished it.
Yeah. So, this is going to be, like, all our reviews filled with spoilers. So, if you haven't read the book and want to not be spoiled, You stop now.
Yeah.
So basically, I was already upset because we saw the vision and then we met the guy who is her best friend's boyfriend, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So in my head, I was like, oh my gosh, she's going to cheat with her current fiance with her best friend's boyfriend.
Yeah.
But it's all about, for me, I was like, okay, now I have to figure out, like, how it happens. Like, how does the author make it, like, okay? So my brain was churning, like, the whole time. And The author, like, didn't help because she was really painting this relationship that her best friend had with the boyfriend, like, so beautiful.
Yeah.
And so I was angry. I was reading angry. I was like, no, no. Like, I knew that what would happen at the end. And I was just, like, angry the whole time.
Mm.
And then as soon as we found out that the best friend had cancer, like, that's it. I was like, oh, she's going to die. I know that was going to happen. But then I didn't understand how the intimacy started. And maybe you can clear that up for me. Because I thought they just kissed, like, out of the blue.
Who's they?
Sorry. The main character. I already forgot her name.
Danny.
And the guy.
Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
You mean, like, in that specific moment?
Yeah. Like, the very first kiss.
Okay, wait. For context, to give what happens in the book, very spoilers. Okay, so first, Danny is with her boyfriend. I want to say Dylan, but it's not Dylan.
David.
Okay, so Danny and David are dating, and they're both very much like, this is a life plan that we want to have. Danny has a best friend named Bella, and Bella's very free-spirited, so completely the opposite of Danny, okay? And she has a tendency to, like, go to different countries and stuff. She, like, travels. She doesn't make any plans. She's always late all the time. And, like, all of her boyfriends are very bad boyfriends. Okay. So then she meets Aaron, her boyfriend. And so she's like, oh my gosh, I really, really like him. And then Danny's like, oh, that's every boyfriend that you've ever said. And so she's like, just meet him. Please just meet him. And then, so she meets him, and guess what? That's the guy that she saw in her vision 5 years in the future. And they are, like, from her perspective, they're, like, living together, and she thinks that they're together, and she thinks she has his engagement ring on her finger, and then they, like, kiss, and then she goes into the past. So, like, that's what she had, that she was, like, sleeping with her friend's boyfriend. So that's that. And then she's, like, oh, all weirded out by the guy, because obviously you're like, oh my god, like, what happens that this is like this? And so then go a little bit into the future, and they're happy, and then Bella thinks she's pregnant. And they're all excited, and it's so sweet. And then Bella finds out, instead of being pregnant, she actually has cancer. Pretty aggressive cancer. And so they try to do chemo and stuff like that. And then is not doing very well. Like, she's not recovering. And so she dies. Amy's asking about then.
The thing is that, imagine me reading this. And I was like, okay, when do they get together? Like, where, the point.
Yeah.
In which we saw in the future. Like, how does the lead up happen? But the thing is that there was a kiss before the vision of them being together in the apartment. Danny and Aaron. They kissed each other while Bella was in the hospital.
Did they?
Yeah, I think they did.
Wait, when?
When he went to go show her the apartment that they designed for her.
Oh, like when she was really ill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you're wondering how that specific scene, like, why
it was, they kissed? I was like, oh, they just kissed.
Yeah, I think it was, okay, because I don't really know, but my perspective on everything is just like, they were grieving.
Oh.
But now I have to go to that specific scene.
Because the thing is that, I was, like, reading the scene, right? Bella knew that Danny, like, loved the water. So she and Aaron is an architect, designed this space for Danny to, like, to live. And so while Bella was sick, she told Aaron to go show the surprise, which is the apartment, to Danny. And they go up, and then they show her, and she's like, oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. And then she recognizes it as the place where she was at in that 5 years vision. And then she gets a call from her best friend. Her best friend's like, oh, do you love it? Do you love it? And then she's like, oh, yes, yeah, so beautiful. I can't believe it. Da-da-da-da, right? And then they hang up. And then Aaron gets a little too close to her. And then they kiss. And then they say, oh, sorry, I shouldn't have done that. We should go back. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Because to be honest, and I think that the point was that, like, they're both grieving, and they're, like, mourning this person that they just lost. But that seems like a crazy thing to do. Like, I guess I've never lost my best friend, you know?
Yeah.
But I think the last thing I'm doing is sleeping with her boyfriend, and then they're like, oh, Bella would have laughed.
Yeah.
Would she have? Yeah. Like, I don't really understand. But I'm also not, like, angry.
Okay.
Either. So that's why, like, when I finished it, I was like, I understand that Amy's probably angry.
Oh, thank you.
But I felt just like, okay.
Yeah. Like a 3-star. Like,
like, yeah. I didn't necessarily feel connected to any of the characters.
Mm.
Did you feel connected to Danny?
Yeah.
Because, okay.
I felt connected to Danny because she, like, knew what she wanted in life. She had everything planned out. I felt like she was very in control, right? She was ambitious in her work, taking everything, like, very seriously. And if there were any issues, she would, like, research it thoroughly and everything like that. So I felt very connected to Danny. What she did, to me, was, like, it went against my values. Cheating.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if the friend's dead.
Yeah.
I felt, like, yeah. Like you said, like, there are lines, you know?
Yeah, I'm like, why would you do that?
So afterwards, while you felt like, oh, like nothing, like, oh, at the end of the book, I felt angry because in my head, okay, I wrote notes. This is what I said. I said, why would the author write something like this?
Because I feel like the saving grace is that they don't end up together.
Mm-hmm.
So I allow it. If they ended up together, obviously it would be a horrendous book. But people grieve in ways that are unexpected. And I like that it seems like alluding that she ends up with a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked that.
I think when I was reading it, I was reading too fast. So in my head, I had already envisioned the doctor to be an old man. Like an old man with white hair growing everywhere. When I read the end, I'm like, oh shoot, this guy, he must be young. For the author to allude to the fact that Danny may end up with the doctor.
Yeah.
But it was too late. The damage was done. Too much damage. I was destroyed.
That's fair. Well, because I liked the scenes with the doctor where he understood, like, she was reading all the information about mm-hmm. the cancer, and he felt like he understood kind of where she was coming from of, like, she's like, well, you don't have to take this out right, or, like, you have to take it out for a higher chance of success, and he, like, pulled her aside and mm-hmm. was like, hey, I know, but, like, we'll find out. And I was like, that's really nice. So I think maybe that's also what, like, made the ending better, is because I did not picture him to be an old man.
Yeah, I imagined he was, like, an old grandpa, like, comforting her. Like, it's okay.
Oh no.
So that's probably where I also went wrong. So in addition to the question where I said, why would the author write something like this? I said, what was the point of this book?
I thought that too. I literally wrote that down.
You did?
Yeah.
That's wonderful. I'm glad I wasn't the only one.
I said, it does make me question, what is the point? I was like, what's the lesson that we're supposed to have learned?
That's what I was thinking too.
Yeah.
So I went into the Goodreads reviews and
perfect.
Started reading.
Okay, perfect.
Did you read?
Nope.
Okay, then.
I said, Amy will tell me.
Yes. So someone said, this was about different kinds of loves in your life.
Oh.
So Danny loved her job. Like, she loved her job, her love with her best friend. And then not just, like, between Danny, but her best friend telling her, like, oh, there is passionate love out there. Love that makes you, like, excited. Mm. And then the love between Danny and her fiancé, where they were more, like, friends. They were just, like, compatible with each other. So there's, like, a kind of love there. Sad love. So I guess, like, this Goodreads person found the theme of, like, just love in general. And it comes in different forms. And that's what the book's about.
Do you agree with that?
I mean, now that they said it, I'm like, yeah, I guess it is.
Because I was, like, trying to think of ideas.
Oh!
And I thought that we're not supposed to settle or, like, live life to the fullest or that you can't fight destiny. That's where I was coming from more so, I guess.
That's pretty good, too. It's open to interpretation. This whole book is open to interpretation, I do have to say.
Because I also hate, not hate, I dislike when I read books about somebody who is clearly in an unhappy relationship. Mm. Like, not necessarily unhappy, but just the fact that her and, like, David are just settling. And I feel like we've read a few, maybe one other book, where they just, it's like, oh, yeah, I'm content to be with this person. And it's like, why? So I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
The different kinds of love.
I felt bad for David because he waited for her for so long to get married. Mm. And I was like, wow, he's like a nice guy. Like, kind of like understood where, how she was describing that they were both driven in their jobs. She described it as like parallel lines, but never intersecting. I was like, oh, wow, that was really interesting because I kind of like understood how you could be like content with like, oh, well, he's perfect. You know? Nothing wrong. And now that I think about it, it's kind of like the difference between a 4-star book and a 5-star book. 4-star is like, oh, it's good. Like, everything is good. But then last time, remember, you were like, 5 stars have the oomph. Something that just makes you call it 5 stars. And you love it forever. 4 stars, oh, it's good. You think back at it. You're like, oh, it's good. But you don't feel passionately about it. That's what I'm trying to say. Oh, David wasn't a bad guy.
Yeah.
I feel bad for him.
Yeah. I don't necessarily like reading books like that because I always get frustrated. So I'm with you in that while you're reading it, you're trying to figure out what goes wrong. So I thought, oh, David cheats on her because they have the moment of where he's like away all the time and they never see each other. And then that didn't happen. And I was like, okay, I don't know where this is going. I said we read all these books about characters that are just living life passively, and I wanted to ask you is that, like, for example, in a lot of the scenes, she's talking about how, like, I've spent so much time on this relationship, and, like, I don't want to give it up now, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, I can kind of understand where if you've been with someone for a very long time, like, you're not going to be like, oh, I want to break up because the feeling safe is like better than risking something and trying something new. So I was like, I kind of see that. Like, if I'm with somebody for as long as she was with him, mm-hmm. like, yeah, you're just gonna stay together because that's what's expected of you. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of times that's how, when it's this kind of scenario, like, that's how the author writes it. If she's like, yeah, I'm like, I'm happy to stay together, but you're not like passionate to stay together. Love.
Yeah. Oh, sweet. What was the question?
Yeah, like,
my thoughts.
Do you think you would feel like it's okay to leave, or would you stay in, like, where this life that you've built for yourself, even if you're not necessarily at, like, the peak amount of happiness you could possibly be at?
That's a tough situation, because I do think that if you were someone who didn't know what, like, the peak love or, like, the passion is supposed to feel like, and you're in this relationship, and then you think, like, oh, well, I'm not, like, unhappy, maybe this is good enough, and if you've never tasted better, right, then, like, how would you know? That's a good question. I feel like I was like, oh my gosh, I feel like I was just like, stay.
Yeah.
Right? Like, how do you know?
No, me too. It's like similar to when you're at your job, mm-hmm. and you're like, okay, well, I'm content to stay.
Yeah.
Until something happens, and you're like, okay, well, that was my last job. But you might not be, like, happy at your job. Mm-hmm. You're just like, this is my job.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, maybe everyone is like this, so I should just accept it.
So I do feel like, you know, potentially with Bella getting cancer, yeah. it helped push her out of what she was in. Mm-hmm. You know, she would have married David, probably, if Bella didn't get cancer.
Or never married David. Just, like, stayed engaged.
Well, okay, because that's
forever.
My other problem is that, obviously, this one moment has derailed, like, her whole life. So without that moment in the future, would she have just married David?
No. Because, remember, she forgot about the vision?
But nobody really forgets.
But she, like, forgot. But she got engaged, remember? And then she forgot about the vision. She went to therapist, talked about the vision, forgot about the vision, lived, like, 4 years without getting engaged. I'm sure they would have just, like, stayed not engaged. I mean, engaged.
Well, because...
And not married.
I think that moment changed her, like, perspective on things. Mm-hmm. Because she was like, oh, you know, so even if she forgot mm-hmm. a little bit in the future and whatnot, but, like, that would still affect her. I think that made her realize that, you know, maybe I'm not happy with David.
Mm. Like, gave her, like, a little seed.
But it didn't seem like she thought anything of it. Mm-hmm. prior.
Yeah.
Not that we get a lot of that.
That's true. I thought the author wrote, like, the writing style was good. Like, I wasn't bored. I just wanted to read what was next. And it was not a long read.
That's true.
So it got to the point, which was exactly what I wanted, for someone who gave me that little, what is it, like, cliffhanger kind of thing to make me want to read more. Because if this was, like, more than, I don't even know how many pages this is, like, 250? If this is more than that, I feel like I would have been frustrated. I'm like, oh, get to the point.
Mm.
I don't want the journey anymore. I want the destination.
That's true. I'm with you that you kind of, like, read upset. It's not, like, a happy read.
But that's not, like, the aesthetics of the book.
I know. That's what I'm saying, is that it was very misleading. And then I was also thinking, somebody put this in a blind date with a book. Yeah, you should read this. Why? Why do I want to read this?
It doesn't make you feel good. I can't imagine anyone who would, like, feel... Because I understand, like, after you reading it, you feel like nothing. Like, oh, okay, that's how it ends.
Yeah.
I can't imagine someone reading it's like, wow, this was so... This makes me so happy.
You're like, I have to recommend this to somebody.
But apparently Good Morning America recommended it to everybody.
And it's a New York Times bestseller. I'm like, I sort of get it because books that kind of end in like a, you've changed your life for the better, can probably do well. The author purposefully makes you mad so that you understand it was really grief that brought them together in that moment.
Mmm.
I feel the anticipation and just the satisfaction that it was just a blip is better than anything else that it could have been. Like, I think overall it was good for what it was. So you're saying it made you mad, but it didn't make you angry.
That's true.
Think about that one that made me so angry.
Which one?
That one!
What made you angry?
That we read a while ago with the... Not the one with the boats on it, but like... Where she goes to her vacation, like, her vacation house, but then yeah. She actually, like, lives there now, and she waits for this guy to come every
like, Memorial Labor Day weekend or something.
Yeah, that was horrible. That was horrible because they were all cheating, or he was cheating or whatever, and she's like, he's the love of my life. And then she was on her deathbed. No, that one was horrible.
No, you're right. I totally forgot about that one. That one was bad.
I guess I just compare all... Like, nothing could be worse than that. That one was bad. Like, straight up cheating. This one wasn't really cheating. I mean, obviously... You know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, at the end, my note was, ending was not what I expected.
Nice.
But the question is, was it better or worse? And you're saying it was better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, I don't know.
Really?
I mean, I don't know. I just like...
I feel like that was their moment of them...
Like saying goodbye?
Yeah, like thinking of Bella in that moment, which I know is so wrong. But of just like, I think when you are with somebody who's grieving the same person that you're grieving, just to like feel closer in your grief, because otherwise you're kind of like drowning just because they both loved her so much, which was sad. But also it's weird because I felt and yet I didn't feel at the same time. Like Bella, I don't know. You grew on me, and then you didn't grow on me, and then you grew on me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, do I know you?
Like, do I like you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. They're all complex characters. Except for Aaron. I don't really think he had much...
Yeah, he was just, like...
There.
Yeah. Like, a good guy, but when you really look into it, I'm like, how are you good?
Yeah.
You're just, like, there, like an idea.
Yeah.
Like, an idea.
You didn't actually really say much about
or
him.
Or did anything.
So I am with you. I feel like it's a lot about friendship love.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, this is really sweet that you guys are there for each other.
Yeah, no, that was sweet.
Yeah. When she was talking to Bella's parents, and her mom said, yeah, we saw... You guys met at the park, and then we purposely put her in that school.
That was pretty good.
And I was like, yeah. If you... focus on that relationship, it's like, okay, that's kind of sweet. And they definitely have their ups and downs, but they end up back together always, so. I, like, liked it. Am I convincing you at all, or do you still...
I mean, I'm not seething with anger anymore. after some time away from the book.
Were you super angry?
More confused. Remember my question? Why would she write this book? With a tone of anger.
So you finished it with and anger. Were like, what the heck?
Yeah.
I'm upset that I read that.
Yeah. Well, not upset that I read it. I was upset that, yeah, that I read it.
You are. So you kind of wish you never read it.
Well, I mean, if I didn't read it, then we wouldn't be able to, for me to know, like, your thoughts on this very interesting book.
Yeah. But I'm asking if you could go back. Would you not have read it?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't read it. The funny thing is that, actually, last year, my mom wanted to get into reading. And so I just looked up what was, like, popular at the time. And it was this book. So I gave this book to my mom to read.
Did she read it?
Yeah, she read it.
Oh, what'd she think?
And after she finished, I said, oh, what'd you think? And she's like, oh, it was interesting. And I was like, 5 stars? And she's like, no, 3 stars.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, what was it about? And she said, you have to read it. I can't tell you anything about it.
Did you talk to her after you finished it?
No, I forgot.
Oh. In 5 years, is this... We should read all of these at the back. Have you read them?
No, I haven't. Josie Silver says that she's a sucker for great love stories, and this one is just lovely. A keeper for her shelf.
I would go with Beth O'Leary's, as she said, the writing is stunning, the concept is so original.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's true. The writing was good, and
the concept was original.
Yeah. How is it a romantic comedy, though?
I didn't laugh once.
It is a book that will change you.
Do you feel like you've changed after reading this book?
I mean, potentially. But I always read books like this and then think, oh, yeah, we have to take life in our own hands. And then I don't, so.
Well, it says, the rare read-in-one-sitting novel you won't forget. I feel like I won't forget this book. If I see someone reading this, I'll be like, ooh, I wonder what part they're at.
I want to talk to these authors.
And ask them if they actually read the book?
No, and ask them, what was the point?
It was so funny. Romantic comedy.
I feel like it flew over my head.
Yeah, maybe it was, very deep.
I mean, I think we got it. I don't know why I feel like I've read this book.
I like the other book better. This Time Tomorrow.
Yeah. There was no cheating involved.
There we go.
She also wakes up somewhere she doesn't know.
Her old place? With her dad?
No, she wakes up in somebody else's bed.
Oh, in the other one?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Okay.
I just remember moments with her dad. Oh, that was so wholesome.
I know. I have this distinct memory of somebody else waking up in this bed that they were like, oh, I don't remember. Anyways. So, you know. You guys should read it and let us know what you think.
Yeah. This is a good conversation starter, I would say. If someone's read this book, oh, what do you think? What were your thoughts? This book is filled with thoughts. You can't have no thoughts in this book.
Yeah. I mean, I did. Did you cry?
No. Did you? Oh, well, okay. When she died.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Anything with cancer or dying is sad.
Yeah. I was at the airport and I was trying not to cry, so I had to, close it for a second. Breathe.
Yeah.
And then read it again at the part where she's, dying. And then the part where she, turned her away, that was also sad.
Yeah.
I think what I liked so much about it is that it was unexpected. When you ask, oh, did you... No, I didn't really
predict anything. You're the master predictor.
Yeah. And so everything kind of caught me off guard.
Extra star.
But also, if you're a therapist and somebody comes into your office and is like, hey, I saw this glimpse of moment in 5 years in the future. What are you saying? I guess you... Yeah, you would say, oh, is there something you're not happy about in your life?
Yeah, just let them write it out.
Because also, did it happen how she foresaw, or did she make it happen how she foresaw? Because she kissed him. Maybe that wouldn't have happened if you didn't do that.
She made it. Either way, they were going to be there, but she shaped everything, leading up to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I give props to Rebecca Serle for putting so much in 250 pages. So much... So much emotion that she drew out. That's what an author is all about. All right.
Song recommendations it is?
Yes, to wrap up this wonderful book review.
Was there a song you listened to that came to mind while you were reading this?
No. But I can share a song that has been on the radio that I've been listening to. I don't usually listen to this artist. Gwen Stefani's Somebody Else's.
What's it about?
I don't know. I just remember listening to it and I'm like, oh, is this Chapel Roan?
Oh.
And then I'm like, but then once you hear, once you see that it's Gwen Stefani, I was like, oh my gosh, it's obviously Gwen Stefani.
Oh, okay.
But I just, I'm not used to hearing Gwen Stefani, any of Gwen Stefani's, like, new songs on the radio. So that's why I was like, oh my gosh, you're on the radio now?
Oh. Yeah, I don't know, I haven't really been listening to any new music.
I've actually been listening to lots of new music.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So if you wanted me to recommend two songs.
Yeah, you want
to
recommend another?
Yes. Okay. Someday Someone by Kenzie Kate.
That's funny. Megan recommended that song to me.
Really?
Yeah, so she really likes it too.
Oh. It's good.
It is good.
It was on my Discover Weekly.
Oh, nice. So that's also, it's Double Friend approved.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, well, have a good week, everybody.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.